Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and the new 100.3 FM. Coming at you from the Lorain County Fair today, and we'll talk more about the fair here in just a little bit, but time now for us to head to the hotline and bring in an Emmy Award winner, our good buddy, our good pal, Sean Dunnigan from WBNS-TV in Columbus. Dunny, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Andy, how are you?
Not too bad, and I want to spend some time on that for just a minute. In the words of the great Arn Anderson, I think you can certainly toot your own horn there, my friend, and give us a toot toot. Congratulations on winning the Emmy. So for those who aren't familiar, tell us what you won the Emmy for.
So it's a regional Emmy, so it's not like the thing you see on TV for like best drama or anything like that. The news industry has Emmys as well, and they're all regionalized. So we're in the same region as Cincinnati and Louisville and Lexington and Dayton and a couple other markets as well. Me and Dave Holmes won an Emmy for Best Sports News. We did a story on a high school, then a high school senior, Matt McClish. He suffers from some brain injuries. He's had four brain surgeries throughout his life. On his fifth one, he had a bad feeling going in. He was a high school golfer. His bad feeling was just he didn't feel right about it. During the brain surgery, he had a stroke, and he lost all feeling in the left side of his body. He had to relearn how to do everything from walking to talking to golfing. In 1 year, this kid was back on the golf team. He relearned how to play golf with his right hand and right side of his body only. His left side just kind of, you know, doesn't dangle there, but it doesn't help. So the only hand on the club is his right hand. It was a remarkable story, what this kid has been through, perseverance and everything like that. So it was a pleasure to tell his story and to, and for Dave Holmes to be creative with it. And we're very proud of it.
Very, very good stuff, as you should be proud of that. Congratulations again on winning the Emmy. That's really, really cool stuff.
Thank you very much.
Camp is over and done with for those Ohio State Buckeyes. You were telling me a few minutes ago they actually started school earlier this week, and now all eyes on the first game of the season. To open up the 2019 season, the Buckeyes will get going a week from this coming Saturday, but now that camp is done, what were some of your biggest takeaways from camp?
Obviously, Justin Fields being named the starter, that's the biggest takeaway I think you can take from anything. What he was able to do as far as prove to Ryan Day that he is the right guy. Coach Day said that, you know, when in spring ball in the first week of camp, he wasn't looking like the starter. It was looking like a competition. In the last couple weeks, he's really grown, and it's more about not looking for that extra half yard when you have 10 yards in front of you. You don't need 10 and a half. You don't want to risk a turnover or a bad play for another half yard. Take what the defense is giving you. Don't turn the ball over. That's really the two big things that Ryan Day was talking about, and that's what Justin Fields proved on the field that he can do.
Well, taking a look at Justin Fields individually here, I mean, him being named the starting quarterback, certainly nothing that was out of the ordinary. You know, is he the kind of guy that when he's in that group of quarterbacks, we talked a couple weeks back about all the transfers who've become a part of this program. Did he just look head and shoulders that much better than everybody else in that group?
Absolutely. He really, really did. He's one of those where you look at him compared to everybody else and you can see why he was one of the top recruits in the country a few years ago. You can see why he committed to Penn State, then decommitted and committed to Georgia, and why he left Georgia to come to Ohio State. He wasn't going to get much playing time down at Georgia this year with Jake Fromm still there. So he knew the best idea was coming up here and competing for the job. It doesn't hurt that Tate Martell and Matthew Baldwin both left as well. However, that's the new day and age of college football with the transfer portal. Justin Fields was able to do the same thing, and he won the job fair and square, and now he's the starting quarterback at Ohio State. What he's going to be able to do on the field, especially with the run-pass option with him and J.K. Dobbins in the backfield, I think it will scare some defenses.
Donnie, when we spoke with you about a month ago, I think it was shortly after the Big Ten media day, and I think it was about a day or two before camp began, we asked you about some of the guys defensively that you really expected to see some big things from. The first guy that you mentioned was Chase Young. Is he a kind of guy that really stole the show defensively over those few weeks of camp?
Chase Young is one of those guys that steals the show wherever he goes. And this is without pads on. He is one of those guys where you look at him and you go, how is he still in college? Looking at him, it reminds me of the Bosas, of both Nick and Joey Bosa, where you just, one look at him, you're going, he should be in the NFL automatically. What he should be able to do, he will be double teamed a lot, just like the Bosas were. But his ability to get through the double teams will be shown immediately, and it'll be very effective what he'll be able to do on the field.
With him being doubled as often as we're expecting, who are some of the other guys on that defensive front who could really benefit from that?
Jonathan Cooper will be starting on the other side. He rumored to have a high ankle sprain. That's being reported by Tim May of Letterman Row. Tyreek Smith is somebody that could take advantage of that, and possibly even Zach Harrison, a true freshman coming in from Olin Tangi Orange High School down here in Columbus. So then there are a lot of people waiting beneath Chase Young and Jonathan Cooper to make some waves, and they can do so with the way that we expect Chase Young to be double and possibly triple teamed.
Obviously, freshmen get looked at in high regard, and I think with a great deal of anticipation as well throughout camp. Which freshman really turned some heads in camp?
I've said a name all along, ever since spring practice, Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson is just one of those players that you look at him and you look at a catch he makes, and he just makes the hard catches look easy. He's one of those where he has all the expectations in the world, especially talking to Brian Hartline, the Buckeyes wide receiver coach. He has all the expectations, and he's looking to run with those expectations. They kind of have to calm him down to let him know, hey, just relax. You'll get there. You'll get your time. He looks to be one of those that's just, we're really excited to see what he can put out on the field.
Jeffrey Okuda is one of those guys that also gets looked at in the defensive backfield as a guy that could really turn some heads and be a top 10 NFL draft pick this coming year. What were your thoughts about his playing camp?
We don't see much of the DBs just because, they're just going against air. But you look at last year, Jeffrey Okuda, it shows why a lot of pro scouts like him. He's got all the normal traits that you want in a good lockdown corner. Good size, good speed, good hands. He's one of those that, if he plays to what his ability is, he will be a top 10 pick, I believe.
Well, and every time we have you on, I feel like this next gentleman's name comes up, DeMario McCall. For all the obvious reasons in these parts, my friend, he is a very popular guy, and you mentioned that he is kind of holding steady near the top of that depth chart.
Yeah, right now, as Coach Ryan Day has said, that the battle for the number two running back spot has been a tough one. It's been a close one all throughout camp. DeMario McCall, it was said the last couple of days, that he has the edge over players like Steel Chambers and Master Teague to have the number two spot. So I would expect to see DeMario McCall on the field a bit more than we're used to seeing in the past, especially in the backfield. It's one of those where the media contingent around Ohio State has really been pulling for DeMario just because we've seen flashes. We just want to see a bit more and see what he can do on more of a full-time basis rather than just flash.
You get the idea that they're going to use him in third down situations. I know you mentioned last year the Buckeyes were trying to find different ways to incorporate him into the offense, and I know he was a pretty big part of the kick return game in years past as well. Do you still think they're going to find ways like that in order to use him?
I don't know. Being the number two running back, third downs make sense, but if it's third and one, I'd much rather give the ball to J.K. Dobbins than to Mario McCall. He's just a bigger and bruisier back. McCall is more of a flashier, more elusive. But I would say, you know, third down situations that warrant it, yeah, you might see him on the field a little bit more than J.K. Dobbins. But I do think DeMario may see a little bit of time in the kickoff return, but not as much as we've seen in the past.
Special teams, that's not something that we've had a lot of opportunity to discuss. Who are some of the names that we should be watching for, whether it be kickers, punters, or returners that could play a prominent role for the Buckeyes?
Returning game, we haven't been able to see much of in camp, but and the punter, Drew Chrisman, the kicker, Blake Hawbill, the long snapper, McCullough, and all of them are back from last year. Nothing has changed. It's all status quo from last season, so they're good to go. It's just another year under their belts, and you know, you look at Drew Chrisman as in the punting game, you could say he won the game for the Buckeyes against Michigan State last year with just all his punts inside the 5-yard line.
What about the offensive line? Because I know that kind of gets overlooked a little bit as well. We get so caught up in these guys making all these plays, the skill positions. Who are some of the guys that coaches are really excited about along the offensive front?
Excuse me. Definitely the offensive line is still a work in progress, and it's going to be interesting to see if it changes from week to week. Thayer Mumford is someone they always talk about. Josh Alibi is always somebody they talk about. You know, Max Ray is somebody they talk about. You have a good core of 8 guys. It's just who's going to get to start over the other one. You know, right guard is going to be Brandon Bowen. It's going to be somebody else. That remains to be seen. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't know until, you know, first snap on next Saturday.
Well, and that's rapidly approaching. Hard to believe that we are a little bit less than a week and a half away from the 2019 season opener. Now, the first game may not move the meter as much. Of course, you're playing a Lane Kiffin-led team. I think that adds a little bit of fuel, but it's that week 2 matchup against Cincinnati, which I think would be really, really fascinating. But we will dive into all of that and then some next week, my friend. Dunny, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again next week when we will be just a couple days away from the season opener. Hard to believe.
Never thought it would get here, but I look forward to it.
Thank you, Dunny. Much appreciated.
No problem. Talk to you guys later.
Sean Dunnigan with WBNS-TV in Columbus joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I need to step aside for just a moment, but we will come back with more fun and excitement from the 174th Lorain County Fair. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and on the new 100.3 FM.